Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy, hear us.
I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. O Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am.
Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths,
and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely a man goes about as a shadow.
Surely for nothing they are in trouble. Man keeps up well, and does not know who they are.
And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you.
Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of the fool.
I am mute. I do not open my mouth, for it is you who have done it.
Remove your stroke from me. I am spent by the hostility of your hand.
When you discipline a man with rebukes for sin, you consume like a moth what is dear to him. Surely all mankind is a mere breath.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears.
For I am a sojourner with you, a guest like all my fathers.
Look away from me, that I may smile again, before I depart and am no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from 1 Peter chapters 2 and 3. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold, jewelry, or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children, if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. This is our text. Do you remember what St. Peter and the other disciples did right after Jesus ascended into heaven? They did nothing. Absolutely nothing. As soon as Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples just stood there like statues. Their feet fixed on the ground, their eyes gazing upward, their mouths standing agape. You could say that they had their heads in the clouds. Sometimes we Christians are accused of having our heads in the clouds too. And sometimes we're actually guilty as charged. We may be tempted to focus so much on the next world that we forget about this one. We may be tempted to focus so much on the life of the world to come as if this life doesn't matter. We may be tempted to think that we are free to do whatever we want with our bodies, our energy, our time, and our money here, because all that matters is what follows. We may be tempted to neglect our call to live in this world here and now. Maybe it happens because we feel stuck. Maybe it's because of suffering. Maybe it's because of our own sinful flesh. Or maybe it's because of the ambiguities and challenges of life in the world as Christians. But St. Peter makes it very, very clear. Our hope through Christ doesn't free us from living in the world. It frees us for living in the world. St. Peter here is simply sharing with us what he himself had received. Because as those disciples stood gazing up into heaven, two angels appeared and told them to get their heads back out of the clouds and get back to living in the world. Back to living in the world as those who have hope in Christ. The angel said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." And so they returned to Jerusalem. They returned to their callings in the world, in civil society and in work, in the household and in the church. Right now, here in this time, our lives, like the lives of the disciples, have meaning and have purpose. And yes, we absolutely are looking forward to the return of Christ in glory, but we aren't simply waiting for his return. He's given us lives to live. He's given us callings in this world. He's given us relationships in our families, in our communities, in our church. He's given us neighbors to love and to serve. With hope in Christ, we live in the world as sojourners and exiles whose lives glorify God. With hope in Christ, we live in the world in our vocations and our callings, whatever they might be. And with hope in Christ, we live in the world with him as our example and with him as our shepherd. St. Peter calls us sojourners and exiles. I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. And that is true. And it is definitely necessary and important for us to remember where our true home is, lest we get too attached to the things of this life and the things of this world. It seems to be the case that the people to whom St. Peter is writing, they weren't necessarily suffering at this time bodily persecutions, but they may have been suffering the loss of status in society for being Christians, or maybe even the loss of possessions. Calling us sojourners and exiles reminds us that we must not remain too attached to the things of this life. The possessions that we have, the things of this world, are fine. They are gifts of God, but let's not hold too tightly on to them. As sojourners and exiles, as people who are passing through, St. Peter also reminds us that there are eyes that are watching and there are ears that are listening. There are people who are observing how we live as Christians, what it means for us to live as people who have hope. It seems to me that one of the striking things over the last year or so in our world is asking the question of whether Christians have approached the time of coronavirus any differently than other people. And I don't mean sort of neglecting or saying that it doesn't matter and simply living our lives as if there is no threat or no virus out there. That would not be a Christian thing to do. But as Christians, we are those who have hope. And we are those who do not need to live by fear. Eyes are listening, eyes are watching, and ears are listening. And then St. Peter says that our purpose for life in this world, one of the things that God is doing through us, is that he is allowing others to see our good deeds. He is allowing others to see how we conduct ourselves, not so that we would have any praise or honor, but so that praise and honor and glory may go to our Father in heaven. With hope in Christ, we live in this world as sojourners and exiles whose lives glorify God. But we also live as those who have vocations and callings. And St. Peter is very clear that there are particular ways that God has called us to live, particular callings that we have, specific neighbors that we may find around us. You can locate yourself in this passage, wherever you might fall, as a citizen or an authority, as one who is a worker or an employer, as one who is a husband or a wife, in your roles that you have, both in your homes and in your communities and in your church. We are given neighbors to love and to serve. We are given people to conduct ourselves in front of. And St. Peter encourages us to be very clear about what roles we have. The life that we live, who is watching us and observing, and those whom we are to serve. How we live in these callings matters. That we are to conduct ourselves as those who know who our Lord is, who know who has our life in his hands, and knowing the one who will take care of us no matter what comes. And finally, St. Peter says that we are to live with hope in this world because we have the example of Christ and we have Christ as our shepherd. We can live as citizens being subject to the civil authorities. We can live as workers being subject to our employers. We can live as wives and husbands loving and serving one another because of the example that Christ has set for us. An example that is not free of suffering, but even is willing to suffer. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he didn't revile in return. When he suffered, he didn't threaten, but he continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. You might say that Christ in his from Maundy Thursday to Good Friday, he lived his entire life in that time as one who was on trial, as one who was subject to the eyes and the ears of those around him, and he never once sinned in doing that. He did not mock those who mocked him. He did not strike back with anger or with hatred. There was no sin found in his mouth, but he entrusted himself instead to his Father in heaven. Even as he stood before others and they would observe his life and listen to what he said, our Lord commended himself into his Father's hands. He said, "Thy will be done." He said, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." We too, as Christians, as we live with hope in this world, we live as those who pray those same things, saying, "Father, thy will be done, and into your hands I commit my spirit." Finally, St. Peter says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul." Our Lord is not only an example for us of suffering, he is also our shepherd. He is the overseer, the pastor, the bishop of our souls. And St. Peter would know, because there was that time in St. Peter's own life when he did not conduct himself before others in an honorable and upright way, when his own deeds and actions did not bring glory to the Father in heaven, but instead brought dishonor to the name of Christ. When St. Peter was asked, standing in the courtyard, whether he knew Christ and that he must be one of his followers, three times he denied our Lord. But after Jesus was risen from the dead, after he was the shepherd who had given his life and taken it up again, he found St. Peter. He forgave his sins, and he restored him. Our Lord is the shepherd and overseer not only of St. Peter's soul, but of yours and mine as well. And he is the shepherd and bishop of our souls who sets us free to live in the world, to serve in the world, even to suffer in the world, as we hope for the day of his visitation. And so we live, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as those who know that his eyes are on us. So we need not have our eyes simply fixed upward, but we can have our eyes fixed upward, outward. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is watching over us so that we can live with hope in this world, serve our neighbors in love, and even suffer as we are called to do. May God preserve and be with us as we live in this world with hope. In Jesus' name. Amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Show us your steadfast love, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Let your priests be clothed with righteousness.
Let your saints shout for joy.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy,
for you judge the peoples with equity
and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word through Jesus Christ our Lord. Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.